This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Iraq is expected to dominate affairs today on Capitol Hill. Retired General Wesley Clark, a sharp critic of the Bush administration's Iraq policy, goes there for the first time today as a Democratic presidential contender. Members of Iraq's American-appointed Governing Council are meeting this morning at the Capitol with congressional leaders. The Republican-run Senate starts a legislative push for approval of the $87 billion President Bush wants for Iraq and Afghanistan. There will also be further talks about reports that Bush administration officials unlawfully leaked the identity of a CIA operative to punish a critic of their policies in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Congressional Democrats are calling the administration's reported leak of the CIA agent's name a serious crime that warrants a probe by a special counsel. That leak happened more than 2 months ago, but reports over the weekend that the CIA has asked the Justice Department to investigate the incident prompted fresh demands for punitive action. Senator Charles Schumer, a New York Democrat, said it appeared the White House itself leaked the CIA agent's identity to discredit her husband, former Ambassador Joe Wilson. Wilson had investigated and dismissed allegations that Iraq had tried to buy uranium from Niger, and he'd publicly chided President Bush for repeating that allegation in his January State of the Union speech. Schumer said he was puzzled the president did not appear more upset about the leak, which could be a felony punishable by up to 10 years in a federal prison.
The president should want to find out himself what has happened, and particularly if it happened in his White House with close advisors to him. He should be leading the charge. He should be furious, just as furious as he would be if someone betrayed our troops in Iraq.
But White House spokesman Scott McClellan yesterday denied any White House role. He said there's been no internal investigation of the matter. The president, he added, is too busy serving the needs of the American people.
The president will continue to focus on the priorities we are pursuing, the war on terrorism, strengthening the economy. There are a number of important priorities we are focused on. There are a lot of anonymous media reports that happen all the time, and it's not our practice to go and try to chase down anonymous sources every time there's a report in the media.
McClellan said it was up to the Justice Department to determine whether any further action was needed. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, tried yesterday to rally support for the president's $87 billion funding request for Iraq and Afghanistan. The Senate Appropriations Committee meets today to draft emergency legislation for the money. That bill's expected to reach the Senate floor tonight for debate. With the public that's showing Iraq fatigue, Arizona Republican John McCain admitted the funding request has not gone over so well.
There's no doubt some of the polling numbers show some uncertainty on the part of the American people. I believe the debate that we will begin tomorrow night will help the American people understand the criticality of getting this money both to our military and reconstruction efforts in Iraq.
The GOP Appropriations Chairman Ted Stevens said people ought to calm down about the more than $20 billion sought as an outright grant for Iraqi nation-building efforts.
This is an experiment. It's risky, really risky. But if it comes through, we will not have an army occupation. If it comes through, we'll bring more of our people home. And there'll be more people in Iraqi uniforms being policemen and providing the defense of that country sooner if we act and give them the $20.3 billion now.
But North Dakota Democrat Ken Conrad vowed he and others will demand that Iraq repay any reconstruction money.
Let's get serious around here. We are in disastrous deficit and debt. And we're talking about these kinds of expenditures in a country that has the second largest oil reserves in the world. And we say just put it on the debt of the American people? I don't think so.
It appears certain the $66 billion for military operations will be approved by the Senate. But Democrats say there will be much more debate about Iraq, and especially the reconstruction money, all week long. David Wellner, NPR News.